Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with John Wetzel, and he's up from Audubon Way. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, LeVon.
John, you have a big event coming up here, and it's especially related to, I think, celebrating and recognizing our veterans. So let's talk about that event, when and where.
Yes, it is. This is our fourth annual event, and it's called Audubon County Salutes Its Veterans. It will be in the Audubon City Park, and the program starts at 1 p.m., but at 12:30, we'll have Joe Bean and Bill Shaw, the singing sheriff, at the park to entertain. Our guest speaker this year is Major General John S. Jack Peppers, United States Army retired. We'll have Von Kettleson as entertainment. The Audubon High School Band will play some patriotic songs. For the first 125 Audubon County veterans, we'll have specially minted 2012 veterans coins. And they're actually officially titled challenge coins. We have a different scene on the front of each coin, each year rather. And this year we have the Brayton Veterans Memorial on the front.
Okay. Now, what day is this happening?
It's on Saturday.
That's tomorrow. Right? No. It's not tomorrow. Yes, that's tomorrow, isn't it?
That's tomorrow.
I can't believe it is September 1st tomorrow. Okay, so Saturday, this is all happening up in the Audubon Park. And, you know, if people haven't been to the park, that's a lovely place and easy to find, right?
Yes, it's a beautiful park. It has many of the John James Audubon mosaics inlaid in the park. They're 2 foot by 2 foot bird mosaics created by from John James Audubon, but created in our park by Clint Hansen.
Mm-hmm. Local artist.
Local artist. Does great work. And so that's one of the highlights. We also have the John James Audubon statue. We have a little button on the little house in the park that you can push to hear a little story about John James Audubon. So it's a real nice venue.
And right across the street from the park, I want to mention, is that Veterans Memorial right beside the courthouse. And I think it is just a really one of the more attractive ones I've seen, and people can stop by and take a look at that since it's just steps across the street from the park.
Yes, and it has the names of hundreds of Audubon County veterans. They're on little nameplates there at the memorial.
So take a look at that. Now, as I understand, you're also having an exhibit of memorabilia.
Yes, we encourage veterans to bring in their military memorabilia to the Cultural Center, the John James Audubon Cultural Center, located in the Audubon Library. And Laverne Landsman, who's heading up that little event, will be there. I believe she'll be there this morning at 10 o'clock and also Saturday morning. So if you have shadow boxes or any kind of memorabilia,
do you think like uniforms and maybe scrapbooks and
sure, yeah. You know, we had photo albums last year. We have what the military calls shadow boxes, which they have their mementos from the military, which may be their ranks, any medals that they were awarded. Last year we had some veterans bring in different types of weapons. Now, this was cleared through the Audubon Police Department,
sure,
as long as they don't have bullets in them and they're for demonstration purposes.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, there were some real nice displays in there.
So it's a good way to kind of get to see some things overall. But if you know people in the area, some of those scrapbooks and those kinds of things, you get to know those people better, because all of this was, for most of those veterans, this was quite a few years past that they're bringing in those mementos.
Yes, 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 it is. And if anybody does have mementos and they need to contact me, they can reach me at 563-2744, and I will get you the correct times and make sure put you in contact with Laverne.
Okay. So you want to come, and if you have things, come and bring them soon. And then everybody else come and view those. Now, well, do you know when that viewing is open to the public?
It will be from 10 till 3 p.m. tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay. Just really interesting in terms of, like I say, not only the items of war, but getting to know people who served in the armed forces in those years in past. So get on by the library. And again, I want to mention, John, because I'm always so impressed with your library and the cultural center, because the cultural center is the kind of old library, and then it was added on to. And you've used that cultural center in a lot of ways. I just kudos to Audubon for keeping all that and using it well.
Yeah, Gail Richardson and her staff do a great job with the library, and we feel very fortunate to have it here in Audubon.
Mm-hmm. Now, John, I want to know a little more about you. Did you grow up in Audubon? Tell us a little bit about your life.
No, I actually grew up in an unincorporated town about 25 miles from Chicago called Warrenville. It had about 1,300 people in it. When I was 19, I enlisted in the Air Force, where I spent the next little bit more than 26 years on active duty. Been to places, lived in places like Mississippi, Texas, Minnesota, Korea, Naples, Italy. And I was last stationed at Offutt Air Force Base when I retired in 1998.
Uh-huh. So you saw, you know, used to say, join the Army and see the world. And that part of that's true.
Yes, yes, it is. And, you know, it kind of opens your eyes and broadens your horizons to see the different lifestyles and just a different ways people live around the world.
Have you ever gone back to visit any of those places where you were stationed?
I had been back up to, I was stationed at Duluth, Minnesota for 9 years, and what we did up there during the 1970s was maintain a first-generation air defense computer. It was four stories tall, and it was just a huge machine. It took 42 people just to maintain it. And I'd been back up to Duluth, but I haven't been back to Naples. I would certainly like to go there.
That would be
great. Have the opportunity.
Yes. Now, talk a little more about that. A computer 42 stories high. How big do you suppose that would be today?
Let me tell you. Probably these little tiny computers have more power than that computer did. It had 100,000 vacuum tubes in it. It was just a huge thing, and it had kind of limited capability, but what it did was help folks identify aircraft in this area, Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota, and assign them a tracking number. And if it was a bad aircraft, they at one time had the capability to send either interceptors or Bomark missiles after that intruder. I think that base and that mission in Duluth, Minnesota, closed in 1982.
Mm-hmm. And on you went to the next place, John.
Naples, Italy.
Yes. Well, that was a good transfer, I think. Although, I'm not downplaying Duluth, but I'm thinking that was pretty exciting to go to Naples.
Yeah. Great food and interesting culture.
Uh-huh. So what was your job, John?
I was a computer maintainer.
Okay, that makes sense. You're there with the computers. And so, John, that was pretty exciting, wasn't it? Because you've just been through all these changes.
Yeah, a lot of changes. But, you know, I look at all the time that I spent in the military, and it certainly pales, and I want to emphasize pales, with the accomplishments of many of our veterans, our World War II veterans, our Korean veterans, our Vietnam veterans, our Desert Shield, Desert Storm, Enduring Freedom. Just so many folks out there that did much more than I did, and those are the folks that we're looking to honor.
Okay. So again, review for us the time and place and the various things that are going on.
Okay. Let's see. I don't have my timeline right yet, but I can tell you that at 12:30, Joe Bean and Bill Shaw, the singing sheriff, will entertain until 1 o'clock. The program will start at 1 o'clock. We'll have the Offutt Air Force Base Honor Guard back for the fourth year to perform the post of colors and perform the POW MIA table ceremony, a very moving ceremony that honors those that are still held as prisoners of war and missing in action. And then we'll have General Peppers as our guest speaker, along with the Audubon High School Band, to play some patriotic tunes. And, you know, Von Kettleson, the entertainer, he can play music from the 40s up to today. We'll have a real good time there. We have food on site. Some of our big sponsors are the Audubon County pork producers and the Audubon County T-Bone folks. They will have sandwiches there. They bring and they donate this to our program. And the proceeds help fund our purchase of coins and entertainment, et cetera.
Good community support.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we have, you know, Audubon County Tourism, Audubon Lions Club, the Audubon Masonic Lodge, and many other sponsors.
Yes. And remember to stop by the Cultural Center to see the memorabilia, as well as attending the program. That's tomorrow in Audubon at the City Park.
Yeah, if you have a... When we first moved to Audubon in 2006, and we met some very special veterans, and I just want to tell you, the morning of our first program, a group of local veterans visited with resident veterans at the Audubon Friendship Home. You know, they could not make the program, so we kind of brought a little program to them, and we brought them service ball caps and program coins.
Great.
The guest speaker for our first program was Chief Master Sergeant Roger Searway. And Roger was speaking with the late World War II veteran Dick Carter. And Dick related how he was on a ship steaming towards Japan to be in the first wave for an invasion of the Japanese mainland. An invasion would have resulted in huge American casualties.
Okay, John. Well, you got to come and hear the stories because we've run out of time this morning. And we want to thank you very much, John Wetzel, for reminding us about this program tomorrow at the City Park in Audubon.
Okay,
and until next time, here's a thought from a soldier. In war, there are no unwounded soldiers.